Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
My name is Leah, and I'm going to be doing our Glocal Outreach time today. So if you are not familiar, our Glocal Outreach is when we focus on what God is doing here locally in Fredericksburg and globally around the world. So today we are going to be highlighting our Do Good Friday Outreach, which was on Good Friday. So this is a time when we went out. Oh, I'm sorry. You can sit down. This is when our church went out into the community. We believe that because Jesus came to serve us by dying on the cross, that the best thing we can do is go out and serve the community. So we went down to Her Camp Park, and we did an outreach. We did egg hunts. I'll let some other people share some of the things that we did, but we just want to celebrate what God did during that day. So we are having someone from each community group come up, and if you are going to be sharing, I'll go ahead and invite you on up. Come on. And I'm going to have each person just share kind of a brief story of how they saw God working, or something that we can celebrate as a church. And as they're sharing, I just want to remind you all that we do this not to put on a great event, not to have a really fun time for the kids, but to build relationships and to eventually have the opportunity to share the gospel and to point people towards Jesus. So we can just go down the line, and if you want to share something that we can celebrate as a church.
Hi, my name is Grace Hannah. I was on the face painting station, so we were face painting the kids. We relied on those stencils, but we got through it. They were really cute by the end. How I saw God here was, as you're painting the child's face, you're talking with their parents or their friends and them. And I was talking to one girl, and I was asking her what her favorite part of Easter was. And without hesitation, she said going to church. And so I just thought that was just representative of how God is working within different generations, how even, our smallest children love to be around his people and worship him. So, yeah.
Hi, guys. My name is Jen, and our community group was in charge of crafts, but my God moment story doesn't actually have anything to do with the crafts, even though we're standing by the crafts when these things happen. But God laid on my heart that morning to send a text to two of my friends, one who had just happened upon us last year. And she's a former roommate of mine. Come to find out, she is pregnant and is having complications, and was just found out that week and was very, very upset about it and anxious, as one would be. And it turns out that my other friend that I invited had very similar complications 2 years ago. So it was like friend meet friend. And they were able to kind of quickly build a relationship while we had some time together on Do Good Friday. And my friend was able to reassure my former roommate that this is the product of what her pregnancy had brought about. So it was really cool that God just kind of orchestrated that moment to take away some anxiety from my roommate and just give my other friend a way to be encouraging to her. And these are people that I have a relationship with that I've been pouring into for a while. And so it was really cool to just see kind of God orchestrate that in a new way.
I'm Logan. Our community group was heading up the Easter egg hunt. And one thing that I thought was really cool that I saw God kind of provide in was the actual people that came. So we set out like a bunch of eggs, and we were like, this should be plenty. And it wasn't, which is good. It's a good problem to have. And we looked out, and we were like, oh, there's probably 15, maybe 20 kids. This will be fun. And then when it was go time, we were about to do it. I turned around and there were like 44 kids lining the sidewalk, all with their parents, grandparents, whoever had brought them. And what we did each time we did it was share the gospel. So what looked like not very many people, God was like, no, there's a ton here. And they're all about to hear the good news. So we had a lot of opportunity to share the good news that Jesus had died for our sins and rose again. And I thought, okay, first time, lots of kids. That's great. The next couple, there won't be as many. No, there were more. Every time, there were more families and more kids. So it was just really cool to see.
Hey, I'm Joe. Our community group was responsible for the snow cone machine. And when I was thinking about it, there's two things that stuck out to me, how the Lord was working on Good Friday. These things, the Lord didn't place these on my heart during Good Friday, but as I was thinking them over the past week. The first is that I feel when you try to identify things the Lord's working in, you expect some awesome, just spontaneous thing. You're like, I saw three people give their life to Jesus. Sometimes it's not like that. Often the Lord uses your what you think are small works and uses them as a catalyst. And for the snow cone machine, we were able to have a heart posture of, we are very excited that you're here. We love you. We want you to know that we care about you. And we hope to see you again at church. And we hope one day that you give your life to Jesus. Maybe all these things weren't said, but our heart posture was that way. And we just loved on people. The second thing is, so I have a lot of, I grew up in the church. My parents were very involved in the church. It's pretty rare that this large percent of a church serves. I hope you know that that's pretty amazing, and I hope that's very encouraging to you. And I hope you know the Lord is using Impact to reach our community and reach the nation.
Hi, I'm Jerry Maynard. Our community group served registration, so I was like the extra person on the team, and I got to spend a lot of time watching all the rest of you actually serve and feel the spirit of servanthood just cover that place. But I want to tell you about something that happened during packing up. You know how Brandon always says it's not about the Easter eggs? I want to tell you about the Easter eggs. I was walking around while everybody else was doing my work, kind of looking for somebody to talk to, and there wasn't hardly anybody there that wasn't being talked to. By the way, over 300 people, 80 of us serving, and I couldn't find somebody to talk to. I stumbled onto this family, grandparents, little kids, bigger kids, I don't know, a bunch. And I noticed that the smallest one had one Easter egg in his bucket. I don't know about you, but one does not shout the abundance of God's love. Does not. And I said, let me see if I can fix that. And the grandfather said, no, he's happy with one. But Jerry wasn't. So I walked back to the Easter egg hunt, and it is cleaned up. And two of my Impact friends are sitting on the ground talking. And they look up and I said, you don't think there's any spare Easter eggs around here? Well, you just heard that there wasn't. And they're like, nope. And one of them pulled out three from her child's bag and said, take these. So I did. I took those three. I took them to the little boy. I put them in his bucket. He was incredibly happy. His little bigger brother showed up. Guess how many eggs are in his bucket? One. I was like devastated. There are no more Easter eggs anywhere in this facility that haven't been claimed. So I walked back to my Impact friends, and before I could say, I don't think there's a ghost of any eggs being here, they had eggs in their hands and they said, we thought you might need these. And there were three. Now, if you have kids, you know I needed exactly three. There was no more, no less. That's what they had. So for me, that was an example of just how sent we are. that God is right there with us when we're out serving, providing for little kids Easter eggs that we don't even know they need. And I just was so excited to be a part of a church with that kind of heart. And sometimes it's about the Easter eggs.
My name is Becky, and our community group partnered with the Fredericksburg Food Bank. And it was so cool leading up to it. Our group was talking a lot about what that would look like for us. So that was more relational, getting to talk with people, being intentional. And there are just so many stories. I feel like I got to talk to many people. And even being intentional to see, there was a specific woman that was struggling to hold her bag of food. And so I just walked over to her and said, "Hey, can I help you walk this to your car?" And she was just awestruck. And she's like, "Yeah." So I picked it up, and it was so heavy. And I got to walk it over there. But while we were walking, we got to talk, and I got to just hear more about her and where she came from, and just to encourage her, just with God's goodness and love for her. And another cool thing is I'm part of Next Steps team, and we do have a messaging system. And we had set up some messages to go out to all the people that came that day. And I have never seen more people actually respond to our message than I did this week. And I'm a teacher, and all these messages are coming in like, "Hey, Becky, hey." And I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, what's going on?" But it was so cool because we were getting people with genuine needs just asking like, "Hey, I know we're not a part of your church, but we're struggling with this. How can you help us?" And it just provided this avenue to be God's hands and feet here on earth and to not turn them away, but to figure out how can we meet their needs? How can we show them the love of Christ? So it was just a really cool opportunity just relationally to get to know people. So.
Yeah, and my name is Victor Park, and our community group headed up the yard games, the lawn games at the event. And I don't want to repeat too much of what everyone said, but definitely just like echoing those. We had a great time with the lawn games. Our feature was, I guess, the throwing axe game, which the church people like Phil, people who are more. Smarter than I am, they came and helped me set up the whole axe throwing game. For those of you who have helped set that up, you know how it is. But yeah, the kids were lining up to do that, and we were having fun with them, dodging the axes as they're getting thrown through the air. Thankfully, no one got hurt. It's plastic axes, plastic. yeah. Let's clarify. But the only other thing I really want to add is that you know, seeing everybody in the church, you know, everybody that came out and was serving so joyfully, you know, it didn't feel like anybody had a long face or like it felt like, you know, they were there begrudgingly. And just seeing that was just like a huge blessing to me and my family. And, you know, I think everyone was there for no other reason than, you know, they desperately wanted to see the love of Jesus shared with people who came to the event. So so grateful for that, grateful to be a part of that. And it was just a really good time to serve together.
Awesome. Thank you all so much for sharing. And yeah, as they shared, you know, I hope you heard how many people we connected with and the purpose being to point people towards Jesus. So thank you all for serving. A lot of people took days off work to come. And I think the fruit of it, we may never know fully what God is doing. And so as Brandon says, if we stop celebrating, then we run out of things to celebrate. And so we just wanted to celebrate everything that God did. So I'm going to pray for us and just thank God and praise God for the work that he did. If you guys can join me.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.